I'm going to tell you a story now, but I won't give you the title of it. It's a story that everybody knows. But the way I tell it is a little bit different. Along the way, you might guess which story it is, but you don't need to put your hand up. I already know. Here we go. She, a girl, sat by the window, and she watched as the carriage drove away. And she was glad to see them go. She reached into her pocket. She pulled out an envelope and looked at it. Then she pulled out the invitation and she looked at it. And she said, "I wish." And the wind picked up. "I wish." And the thunder rumbled. "I wish," and on the third "I wish," there was an explosion. And when the dust cleared on the front lawn, there stood a lady. Slightly older, a little confused, a bit rumpled. The lady walked up to the door, and she knocked. And when the girl answered the door, the lady said the girl's name. Have you guessed it yet? Cinderella. And Cinderella said, "Yes." And the lady said, "It's me." And Cinderella said, "And you are?" And the lady said, "I am your fairy godmother, child. I've come here tonight to grant you your wish. All you have to do is say the words out loud. What does your heart desire? And I already think I know what it is. Wait till you see the dress. But you have to say the words out loud. Tell me, Cinderella, what do you want most?" Cinderella looked at the invitation, and she said, "I want to learn how to read." The fairy godmother said, "No! You want to go to the ball! I mean, your carriage is going to be here in a couple of minutes!" And Cinderella said, "Is this my wish or your wish?" "Well, all right," said the fairy godmother. "But learning how to read, it doesn't really take a lot of magic. It does take time." She pointed her wand at the clock, and the clock froze. And the fairy godmother said, "We have all the time we need. Learning how to read, eh? Letters of the alphabet, I think." She flashed her wand. And along the wall there appeared, just like in a classroom, all of the letters of the alphabet. And then, to teach Cinderella her letters, the fairy godmother taught Cinderella the alphabet waltz. A-A-A-A-A. B, 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 C, 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 D, E, F, and G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D, E, N, F, and G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, with an X and a Y and a Z, Z, Z. When Cinderella could sing the alphabet waltz, the fairy godmother said, "Time for words." She flashed her wand, and in the middle of the floor there appeared a small pile of words. She swirled them up, and now, next to everything in the room, there was a word. Next to the wall, W-A-L-L, wall. Next to the floor, F-L-O-O-R, floor. Next to a chair, C-H-A-I-R, chair. She brought Cinderella around to each one of the words, and when Cinderella thought she could read them fairly well, the fairy godmother said, "Time for a test." She flashed her wand. The words grew feet and marched right back to the center of the floor. Cinderella's test was to pick each word up, say it out loud, and put it back where it belonged. When she could read her words, they turned into sentences. The sentences became paragraphs. The paragraphs became whole pages, and she could read, and she said, "Thank you. My wish has been fulfilled." And the fairy godmother said, "Don't you want to go to the ball?" Cinderella said, "Sure, but wait a minute. I thought you said the rule was I only got one wish." And the fairy godmother said, "You do. But I didn't use up a lot of magic, so, well, all right, if you just never tell anybody, I'll squeeze in an extra half of a kind of a wish." And that explains the great mystery. Have you ever wondered in Cinderella why all of the magic always ends at midnight? That's because it was an extra half of a kind of a wish. Well, they got her into a dress. She was looking good. They turn the pumpkin into a carriage. They get her all ready to go. And then the fairy godmother said, "I have just enough magic left." She flashed her wand, and a book appeared. "This is for you, child, your very first book. Read it on the way to the ball." Cinderella looked at the cover, and she could read it. Of course, it wasn't hard to read. There was only one word on the cover, and it was a word she knew pretty well. It was her name, Cinderella. "It's your story, child. I've turned it into a fairy tale. Read it as you ride along in the carriage." Cinderella climbed into the pumpkin carriage, brushed a couple of pumpkin seeds out of the way, sat down, opened up the book, read "Once Upon a Time," and then heard the fairy godmother say, "Remember, your magic ends at midnight." Now, you might wonder, why were they having a ball that night? It turns out, up at the castle, there was a problem. The prince. Prince Patrick. Prince Patrick Charming never came out of the library. All he ever did was read. So his mom, the queen, hoping maybe he could make some friends, invited everybody from the neighborhood up to the castle for a great big dance. But Patrick, he didn't like dancing. So he danced a couple of times, and then when his mom wasn't looking, he snuck back to the library. Cinderella showed up. She danced a couple of times, but she had this book she was reading, and she wanted to finish it, you know, so when no one was looking, she snuck off to find a quiet place. She wandered into the library, and down in the corner, surrounded by candles, there was a young boy about her age. It was the prince. She didn't know. She looked at him, and she said, "Hi." And the prince said, "Hi." And Cinderella said, "Reading?" And the prince said, "Yep." And the prince said, "Reading?" And Cinderella said, "Yep." And the prince said, "Good book?" And Cinderella said, "Yep." And the prince said, "What's it about?" And Cinderella said, "Oh, it's the most amazing story. It's kind of about me, you know, but it's a fairy tale." And then she started telling the whole story, and she was getting to the really good part, right there, right towards the end, when they both heard, bong, bong, bong. Cinderella stopped. "What time is it?" The prince said, "Midnight. I have to go." And she ran out of the room, because she'd run out of time. But we all know the story. It's right about now when the slipper falls off. But I don't know if you ever wondered about this, but maybe you should have. Why at midnight doesn't the slipper disappear? And do not tell me it is because she is not wearing it. She is not wearing the pumpkin carriage, and that disappears. Do you know why the slipper stays around? Because someone else had a wish. You know who else was wishing? The fairy godmother. she followed Cinderella to the ball because you know what she was wishing for? Love. The prince picked up the shoe. He knew what he must do. He went to his mom and he said, "Mom, I am going to try this shoe on every lady in the kingdom. And when I find the lady who can wear this slipper, I'm going to ask her one question. How does your story end?" Well, if you know anything about shoes, you know that shoes fit different people. Well, the prince wandered through the kingdom, and every time he'd run into a lady who could slide her foot into that slipper and it would fit, he would say, "How does your story end?" And the lady would say, "What are you talking about?" And he'd say, "You're not the right one." Until finally, at the last house, on the last street, at the very edge of the kingdom, the prince walked up to the door and he knocked. Door opened. Evil stepmother tried the shoe on her. It didn't fit. Tried the shoe on the two stepsisters. It didn't fit. He was about to leave when he looked down in the corner, and there, covered with ashes, was a girl about his age. She looked kind of familiar. He walked up to her and he said, "Hi." And Cinderella said, "Hi." And the prince said, "Can I try the slipper on?" And Cinderella said, "Yep." Slid the shoe on. It was a perfect fit. He said, "I have come a long way to ask this question. How does your story end?" And Cinderella said, "Oh, you're not going to like it. They get married." "Oh, no," said the prince. "Oh, yes," said Cinderella. They did not like the ending, so they decided on a rewrite. Instead, Cinderella went to school. The king ordered it. And on the weekend, she'd go up to the castle and borrow books, hang out at the library, but have no fear. In the end, the fairy godmother did get her wish. They fell in love. Ugh. They got married. Ugh. But it was the strangest wedding anybody'd ever been to, because after all the talking was done, instead of going to the ballroom for dancing, they headed to the library for a good, long read. And on the day that they were named king and queen, they passed a law. It was their very first. It is a law we still have today. Henceforth and always, children shall learn to read. And that's a slightly different version of Cinderella.